Al-Qaeda is remaking the map of the Middle East, or at least they seem to want to. With the U.S. out of Iraq, civil war in Syria that has spilled over into Lebanon, Al-Qaeda has made a run for significant territory in the former site of the U.S. counterinsurgency strategy in Iraq. Anbar Province, long a center of Sunni Muslim insurgents, is now becoming a base for Al-Qaeda's wider ambitions to inflame sectarian tensions in the region. Longtime Middle East correspondent for the Independent newspaper joins us now. Patrick Coburn, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
So if we look at what's going on in Fallujah and in Anbar province, what does Al-Qaeda's control signal to the region?
It signals, I think, that the Iraqi government can't control a very big chunk of its own territory. I mean, Anbar province, where this is happening, is a vast area. It's about one-third of western Iraq. I think it also says that Al-Qaeda is now stronger than it's ever been. I mean, I saw one Al-Qaeda slogan saying, now we rule from Diyala, which is a province just northeast of Baghdad, to Beirut. And they don't rule all of it, but they can make attacks in all this area.
You mentioned Anbar is a third of Iraq, which raises the question of whether Al-Qaeda's interest is essentially a partition of Iraq into a Shiite domain, a Sunni central domain, and we already basically have an Iraqi Kurdistan, have had since before the invasion of Iraq by the United States.
Yes, I mean, what Al-Qaeda say they want is to have a new caliph ruling over an area which ignores national boundaries and is based on religious boundaries. And the northeast and northwest and west of Iraq is predominantly Sunni, and so is the east of Syria. So they have a great pool of potential supporters there.
Iranian military officials speaking to the Associated Press suggested that Iran was ready to help Shiites in Iraq. Do you think that's a likely consequence of what's gone on in Anbar province?
No, I don't. I mean, Iran gives a lot of political support to Iraq. It's the most influential foreign power. But the problem for the Iraqi army is not really numbers. They've got about 900,000 men or even weaponry. It's really a lack of a political policy. And this is sort of played into the hands of Al-Qaeda and destabilized the country.
Would you say that the instability in Syria has aided the Al-Qaeda forces in Iraq, or is it simply a matter of, you know, good fortune that they have a battlefront both in Syria and Iraq at the same time?
No, it's aided them enormously. I mean, this is the crucial event that in 2010 they'd taken a lot of losses. In the last 3 years, they've come back, and the primary change has been in Syria. And also, they can bring fighters from Syria. People fighting in Fallujah in the last couple of days are said to have been reinforced by fighters from Syria, people who were fighting Assad previously.
Finally, if it is the case that there is an Al-Qaeda flag from Beirut straight through to the outskirts of Baghdad, who is it that cannot tolerate such a situation if the international community isn't going to intervene in Syria and the Iraqi government can't really do anything on the ground in Anbar province?
I think they'll certainly try. They'll certainly fight. Iraq has a Shia majority. There's fighting in Syria. But I think, you know, what's extraordinary is that so long after 9/11, after we've had all these foreign governments and intelligence agencies supposedly trying to eliminate Al-Qaeda, that they seem to be stronger than ever.
Patrick Coburn, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Patrick Coburn is the Middle East correspondent for The Independent.